Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to Thursday, March, I almost said May, March the 9th. Do I want the summer? Maybe I do. Well, I do know what time it is. It's either early morning drive time, and you're listening to us on 1340 AM or 92.3 FM, or it's early afternoon drive time, and you're listening to us on 920 AM, where I started with Rick and Rosine Supple 28 years ago. Also 99.1 FM. Just wear red, eat chocolate, and pick one of those places to listen. I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want it to be the best hour of your day. And then you'll be able to be the smartest person at the party. In that hour that we're together, I put everything I can to entertain you and enlighten you and maybe educate both of us a little bit. The Joey English Daily Datebook. We list lots of community events. The Joey English Desert Datebook. The Joey English Mystery Songs. great interviews, great giveaways, and the Joey English music, meaning songs I recorded, which I really enjoy hearing, if there's time. And after we're finished, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. Sit back and relax. I will drive. And you know the routine by now. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, this is a good one. Thursday, March 9th is National Meatball Day. That'll work. Animal Samaritans presents Lucky Dogs, not Lucky Days, Lucky Dogs, today from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Margarita, you know, that wonderful hotel, at their Desert Rose Garden. Details at animalsamaritans.org. The Palm Springs Cultural Presenter, the Palm Springs Cultural Center presents Razzle Dazzle, a Broadway Review, March 9th and the 23rd at the Palm Springs Cultural Center on Barristo. Details, psculturalcenter.org. And there will be auditions for the cast of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, say that fast, today and tomorrow from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Palm Springs Cultural Center inside the historic Camelot Theaters. And here's a website or an email to use. I'll spell it for you. kat.storton@gmail.com. A star is born. Thus endeth a questionable reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, we love doing our Talk of Stars segment. This is our wonderful friend of you and the universe and this show and this town and everything, Ruta Lee, and we always start out by saying, where were you born?
Ooh, I was born in Montreal, Canada. 87 years ago, 88 in just another month or so, and it was a very interesting upbringing. First of all, my parents were foreign-born, bred, married in Lithuania, and therefore they had heavy accents and very heavy European, Eastern European kind of style about everything. And there I was, born in Canada of Lithuanian parents, and my first language was really Lithuanian before I spoke English. I spoke as a baby Lithuanian.
Can you say hello to us in Lithuanian?
Labas visiems, labai malonu, biski laiko parvesium. I just said, hello, everybody. I'm so happy to spend a little time with you.
It's beautiful. Okay, so you spoke Lithuanian. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, spoke Lithuanian. And my darling mother, at about the age of 3 or something, put me in a kindergarten. And that kindergarten teacher is the one that I owe my career to, because she said to my mom, Mary, your daughter is a little different than the rest of the kids in my class. And therefore, give her music lessons and singing lessons and what dancing lessons, whatever you can give. And of course, they didn't have a pot to pee, and never mind, you know, money for extraneous things like lessons. But my mom worked hard all of her life, as did my father. And therefore, they did give me the lessons. And had it not been for Mrs. Jackson, my teacher, my mother would never have recognized or felt that I was her answer, Lithuania's answer to Shirley Temple, because she didn't know theater, but she did know movies. And she saw what I could do and that I could dance around, and she'd curl my hair like Shirley Temple's. Excuse me. It was a marvelous growing up experience for me. And it's what set the work ethic that I've lived with all my life. And I mean, my God, if you know anything about work ethics, you are a prime example of that, Joey. I've not known anybody that knows how to get something done, when to get it done, how fast you can get it done. That's you, baby girl.
Well, look who's talking. Now, that's because we're close. But Joey Pals, I love signs. It's a sign. I was 3 when I started singing in the Christian church in Greenville, Missouri, because my grandmother took me. Same thing. And we didn't have money. And my mother worked at Sharp's Army Depot so I could have $5 voice lessons and piano lessons and dance lessons. And we have that in common.
Isn't it great that we can look forward to, well, Mother's Day is coming up, and we will be saluting our moms, because I feel like without my mother, nothing would have happened. She's the one that got us to California. She's the one that said Montreal is not the place.
Were you an only child?
Yes, an only child.
And how far did you go? What was your school experience like? I think you were smart.
Well, I was not by any means a dummy, but I was lazy. I tended to kind of just float on what I knew or what I could pretend. I became a very good actress as a baby because I sometimes had to fib my way through stuff or whatever as a child. In high school, I did fine. You know, I was B's mostly, occasional C.
Were you still in Canada?
No. The high school I went to, the infamous Hollywood High. I had been brought up in Catholic schools all of my life, and I still say the only education I got was from the nuns that beat the hell out of me if I didn't do it right. And then when we got to California, I went to Immaculate Heart, which is where little Lucy went too, Lucy Arnaz. And then I would have to... My father would drive me to school in the morning, and then he'd go down to work with my mother, and then they'd come back and pick me up, and it would be an hour after or 2 hours after I was let out of school. And I used to sit on the wall of Immaculate Heart High School and read filthy, dirty Mickey Spillane books. And it was amazing. And so they finally realized that Hollywood High had a bus that could pick me up and take me to school and bring me back. And so I used to ride on the bus with the Nelson boys. Is that wild?
Ricky.
Ricky and David Nelson.
The Mickey Spillane explains a lot. So did you go on beyond high school, or what did you do after that?
Well, sure. I went to Los Angeles City College, which had a great theater arts department. That's why I chose that. And then I stepped up to go to UCLA. And I never graduated, though. You know what I did that was really wonderful was that I went and took classes at night at UCLA of the things that I was interested in, you know, the arts and maybe some science, but not where I had to rack my brain with mathematics, which I've always been lousy at.
Well, how well do you know me? I do not do math, even though music is very mathematical. That's another show. Okay, where in this journey did you determine that you wanted to be an actress?
I think I knew it from the day I went to kindergarten. I always wanted to sort of be the center of attention. And to this day, let's face it, we both walk in a room and take it over. You know, I used to laugh that I thought only I did it, but you, my sister, you do it just as well.
And well, bless your heart. As long as we can get away with it.
But, you know, if you can bring a little bubble, a little sparkle, a little color to what's going on, I think it's incumbent upon us to do that. And I've always said that what I would like like on my gravestone is that I brought a smile to every face I ever met, whether it was two-legged or four-legged.
Oh. Did your parents live long enough to see your success?
Yes, thank God.
What did they do?
My father was a tailor by profession, and my mom was also a tailoress, a tailorette. You know, she also learned to do this. They started working when they came to Canada for a concern for the Rosenfels, and they were, the boss loved them, and he mentored them, and he would give them the keys to the shop and say, come in and do all that piecework and just to put down how many pieces you did, and, you know, we'll know. And they saved a lot of money, and they were very good. They taught me a lot about, don't worry about the jewels, worry about real estate.
Do I remember that they worked for the movie industry in that sewing and tailoring? No.
No, not the movie industry itself, but he did work for a firm that did contribute to
costume,
to Cy DeVore's shop and, you know, things like that. So that was the only connection there. But my mother, I just owe everything to her, because she's the one that nudged me and pushed me, and yet she was very soft-spoken. She was not at all a show business mother, not at all. She always backed off and just sort of, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and she just gave me the opportunities. And you know, I just think that anybody whose parents recognize that the kids want to do something that they want to do, not that the parents want them to do.
Do you consider yourself an actress, a singer, a dancer? I mean, in those days, we had to be able to do all. I always say I'm a singer who can act and can be choreographed. What do you call yourself?
I would say all of the above.
Yeah.
In one felt swoop, because if you stop and think about it, I started out thinking I was a dancer. Oh. When I really look back, I was okay, but I wasn't anything brilliant, plus which I'm short, you know, I'm only 5'3", and that long, beautiful line that dancers have, you know, a Sid Charisse who has legs all the way up to her ass, you know, she was incredible, and that long line is what is so beautiful in performers, and I didn't have that, but I was a good hoofer, you know. Not
you did tap.
Oh, I did tap. I did it all, you know. And I thought I was a dancer. And then, of course, I got my first movie job, which was Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which is certainly recognized as one of the major dance films and one of the greatest. It's in the top 100 movies ever made.
That's a good place to stop our first segment. We talked about where you were born and your childhood and your schooling and your parents. When we come back, we're going to talk about your career. Okay. It's Joey English along with Ruta Lee. We wear red and we eat
chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.